without the Lord,
tuonge mu mwaka mulungu.
Started as the school year.
Era buli kadde tuli nawo abataze mu mwaka guli.
Every moment we have it not come in the past year.
Nangu buli awo yandize.
Or perhaps he would have
come. Tunaba kwetegeza.
Before we align ourselves.
Naye wali akadde ko mwaka guli.
But there is a moment of this year he has given us.
Obagira wakati mukwo.
It becomes in the midst of it. Wanyi
tumanyaje mu mwaka
guli. We know that it comes. Each person individually,
naye nebaza Katonda ku lw'obulamu bwammwe, n'obuweereza buli omu nga
bw'akukozesezza,
yongeramu amaanyi,
you get more strengthened,
todiira,
do not retard,
kumunoonya ne kumuweereza,
seeking him and serving him,
era nga byonna tubikole mu mwoyo ne mumazima,
and let's do all with its spirit and truth,
tumanyi kwe tuweereza mwesigwa,
and we know what the one we serve is faithful. And we shall reward us each as our actions are.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Jesus so much. We love so much all people in the entire world. They
who
decided to seek the one true God. And we search him with all their hearts. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you base within the holy book of God.
Isaiah
34:16. Praise Jesus
so much.
We still move on in the same way in this new year as we face the new generation with the full knowledge of God to move on to handle together with you to bring that full knowledge.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus. Together with the glory of God. As we fulfill the call of a nation in Uganda, to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. As we resume to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and its righteousness. And to resume, rebuild the church of God.
It's going
to come back for which has no spot nor wrinkle. And
they
are the children of God led by the Spirit of the Lord. Instead of buildings.
But
we know that no stone will remain on another in his coming.
So,
now it's the same work. That's why we bring you the full knowledge of God. What we expect to release out of it. Which God is focused on. Through all our mediums. We are seeing the fullness of God. Together with his glory. And we still look at the fullness of God, the word. And that is the Son. That's the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We still move on as we first heard.
For
whatever is in heavens and earth are within him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Speaks and says this time that heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
You want to prove that word? Truly the word himself was the one speaking that.
That's
the Lord Jesus.
And
we want to show it right under this world. Through all the
heavens, to reaching the third heaven, and through the all within Christ Jesus. It is to say this, that the heaven we see today, to see the fullness of the Lord Jesus, the word of God, from the planet where we are, through all the heavens, to reaching the third heaven. The fullness of the Lord Jesus together with His glory. We have begun like this. As usual in Ephesians, which can move on to tell us whether what we need to know that we live. Let's get to Ephesians. Ephesians 3 verse 18.
Abefeso esule yokusatu n'olinyirwa 18. Mulyoke muwewe amaanyi okukwata n'amagezi awamu n'abatukuvu bonna obugazi n'obuwanvu n'obugulumivu n'okugenda wansi webiri n'okutegeera okwagala kwa Kristo okusinga okutegeerwa mulyoke mutuukirire okutuusa okutuukirira kwonna okwa Katonda.
To reaching the fullness of God. But we need power in this of the Holy Spirit. Like in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. When the Holy Spirit will come, will give you power. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit. To be able to understand the height, the depth, the width, and the length of the Lord Jesus, and together with the Father and the Holy Spirit. By this season, like we still look on the Lord Jesus Christ, as we begin from the planet Earth where we are, through all the heavens,
then in Okutuka,
and to reach the third heaven, and we shall see the Father above the heavens together with the Holy Spirit. But here we bring you knowledge which is full together with the glory of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now then you'll worship what you understand, and call the one whom you understand, the Lord Jesus. What
is
in Isaiah 6 verse 1? Let's hear how he tells us. Isaiah 66 from verse 1.
Bwati bwayogera Mukama nti eggulu y'entebe yange, n'ensi y'entebe y'ebigere byange. Nyumba ki gye mulinzimbira?
Yes,
we want to understand. Is the Father the one speaking or the Word? For he has said that heaven is his throne,
and
earth is his footstool.
He
asks, what house can we build for him? This voice, it is of the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. The reasons given down here, because the Holy Spirit explained this issue when he
addressed
Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. The Holy Spirit spoke this on the same issue. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
Oyo, kye kifaananyi kya Katonda atalabika, omubereberye w'ebitonde byonna. Kubanga mwoyo ebintu byonna mwe byatonderwa mu ggulu ne ku nsi, ebirabika n'ebitalabika, obanga ntebe za bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba masaza, ebintu byonna byatondebwa ye era ne ku lulwe. Naye ye w'olubereberye mu byonna, era ebintu byonna bibeerawo mu ye.
Era ebintu byonna bikola ki?
Biriwo
mu kigambo kya Katonda.
They hold within the word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Kitegeeza kya lwatu.
Now it means openly.
Tiyabadde atugamba mu
Isaiah.
That is the one who was speaking to us in Isaiah.
Isaiah 66:1.
Heaven is the throne and earth his footstool. Then what else can we build for him? For Colossians 1:15-17. It's moved on to show us that within him are things in heavens and earth. There is no house we can build for him.
Yes, he
was raised. Jesus. The image of the invisible God the Father.
Yes, he was
raised.
So
now the Father appears to make above the heavens. Like you see the word right there. And in him are things from the earth to reaching the third heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
But then it again.
Now it means
he
is the one we see right there. Right from planet Earth to reaching the third heaven. He is the image of the Father who makes above the heavens.
Means
in the Father we shall find hope and unending heavens.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. That's why they say Christ the image of the invisible God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
And he the Father says, bring a difference on this issue. Prove that the Father is the one speaking Isaiah 66:1. But the Father spoke
Jeremiah 23:23. Sijula eguru nensi.
Yes, he was
raised. The Father says
that
he, the Father, heavens and earth are within him. As you see how the heavens and earth appear, the Father fills them. They are within him. Within him.
Yes, he was
raised. The Father says, no. Heaven is not my throne, not my footstool. But me, I feel them. Engulf them, they are within me.
That is the voice
of the Father speaking. And it proves straight that the body of Christ
has
made heavens and earth from the planet where we are to reaching the third heaven. Then here Christ will appear the image of the invisible God. For in this moment we see Christ who makes heavens and earth which are today. Father, above the heavens is invisible.
It is called the invisible God the Father.
But we see him. That we have mirror of scriptures,
the binoculars,
the binoculars, which can foresee far, which are above the heavens.
So
the new generation with the full knowledge of God,
as
the people who are distinctive and unique on this planet Earth, and they can see things which are amazing, and they explain and speak them out, and they have proof of witnessing things of the scriptures.
Yes, he was
raised. Amen. Jesus. The truth, the word we are studying,
goes
on John 14:20. Let's read them here. John 14:20.
Lugamba. Kuruna kuoro. Muli tegera mwe nganze ndi mukitange namwe munze nange mumwe.
Ekigambo nozo chulide bulu.
I think you've heard the word clear.
Yagambo lunaku ngalo.
Say that a day like this.
Umanyirwa ali kuli arusu.
You saw that time was promising it.
Tuliwo kutokiriza ebisubizo bya Mukama.
He had to fulfill the promises of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Christ
Jesus.
But we are so blessed.
Who are we to fulfill
the promise of
God?
And the Holy Spirit is in us. We'll be able to fulfill those promises. We are not called the other day on that day. We are calling it today.
Yes, we are.
Praise Jesus. On that day you realize you are in me and I am in my Father. Right now we just know more than that. Right now you know clear. All creatures in heavens and earth, in Christ Jesus. He is in the Father who makes above the heavens. Are you still waiting for that day? It's no more being waited for. We are in that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I told the new generation. Full knowledge of God and His glory.
Fulfills
the promise. The Lord promised which will happen in the last days.
It
means we are ready to prepare for His second coming.
Amen.
Yes, we have
embraced Jesus.
So the picture we are
calling it, we normally call it the other day or that day. In that day today. It's no more being waited for.
Yes, we have
embraced
Jesus.
Amen. We understand those words. All along we moved and lived in the Christ Jesus.
We had Acts
17 from 19. To reaching 25, that we live in Him, we move and have our being in Him.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen. So
that's why we want to see that real fullness.
As
we show the fullness of the Lord Jesus, the Word of God, the Son of God, from the planet where we are to reaching the third heaven. People hear so much the world. People question whether the third heaven was written. Before we move on so much, let's lighten the end where Christ Jesus ends. Up to the third heaven. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 1. And to 5. We've lightened the end that we get to come from the beginning of peace from planet Earth.
Second Corinthians 12 from verse 1. Eya kamale miaka 14 oba mobili simanyi oba watali mobili simanyi Katonda amanyi okutwalibwa omuntu ali bwatyo muguru eliyokusatu era manyi omuntu ali bwatyo oba mobili oba watali mobili simanyi Katonda amanyi bwe yatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda nawulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka ebitasaanira muntu kubyatula.
Yes, he was
praise
good.
Jesus. He explained and said, he reached in the third heaven.
And
in it he found the garden of God.
It
had passed 14 years after Christ going back to heaven. In his realm above where his throne is.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When he reached the third heaven, and he saw things which are unspeakable, like the garden of God. Many people search to find where it is. But in Christ Jesus, we can find where it is. We understood in Him are things in heavens and earth. From the planet where we are to reaching the third heaven.
Yes, we
praise
amen.
Jesus so much.
But what will now, when
we look at this image,
we see
that is what we call the last great heaven, the fourth heaven. And they tell us, why is it not the first heaven?
Now within Christ Jesus, there are two rings within him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
There is the ring above and the ring below. Now the one speaking that I was taking to the third heaven, the heaven he came from, he never counted it. He began to count the first heaven, he counted the second and the third. But where he got from, he never counted that heaven.
Yes, we
are.
Amen.
But we're going to be seeing all that.
At Yabara, heaven is the same thing.
Heavens of the rim above where he had been taken.
Where
he says to be taken a person like that to reach the third heaven.
Yabara
counted from the one who stretched through the door of heaven. Enter the first heaven to be graded, the second heaven to be graded, and
to
reach the third heaven.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus.
Amen. So we have between
both are the two rings.
The
ring below
makes
up the last graded heaven, the fourth heaven. It is where is the plan where we shall begin from. What concerns the body of the Lord Jesus.
Now
what I want you to understand in Christ Jesus, there are two rings in there, in him. You know, when you put someone down and you cut them in pieces, they can say, ask how many pieces are. When you break yourself, we say one day, two is to the waist, three, four, five. Like you, a human being. Christ says he has two parts within him, the rim above and the rim below.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And so we don't get a
problem. Expect you have understood me clear.
Let's read
on the parts which make up the body of Christ Jesus. John
8:23. Mamuli wa mwansi mwono. Jisiri wa mwansi mwono.
He says,
he
had come from the ring above. If we are from the ring below. Those what you hear that they who are under the sun. Whom Ecclesiastes speaks most of.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Amen.
Now the rim above, it has three heavens in it.
Then let's do
even the rim below.
Heaven,
has one heaven where we find all planets.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Let's get more explained concerning the rim above. From creation is right from him. He moved on to put in place two parts, the rim above and the rim below, according to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse
6.
Genesis chapter 1, from verse 6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebbanga wakati w'amazzi. Yawulenga amazzi n'amazzi. Katonda nasawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga. Bwe kityo bwe kyali.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Bali batonda the heavens.
When they created these heavens,
yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Zimu zate kwa mtungu chawa.
Others have put the rim above.
Nena nisite kwa mtungu chawa.
Others in the rim below.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So, mukama afuye bwe yali anyonyola abatume nga zekunzi.
When Christ explained to the apostles when he came on the world,
moyo mtukufu yali mu yeye agamba.
When the Spirit was in him, he said,
tibalira banga mwana w'omuntu asituka ayambuke mu kitundu eriji yafa.
When they see the Son of Man ascend back where he came from,
kiribera kitya.
How will that appear?
So, ekigambo kwambuka.
Now the word ascending,
tugezaako tuwa
engeri gy'oyinza okuodalingamu heaven zizino.
Try to show you the way you can order these heavens.
Ezikola omubiri gwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Which make up the body of the Lord Jesus.
Kubanga babadigambye lwaki teziri mu kugawa.
Others say, why are they not in the order of going down?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But I expect you to start with that again of heaven. Most of that you understood it from there. But we try to show you
new
generation with the personality of God is supposed to bring what? We first bring you the Lord Jesus. The word of God is height and is with you.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. But the Holy Spirit speaks in John 6:61. Spoke of the rim below and the one of above like this.
John 6:61. Kino kibe sitaza. Kale kiriba kitya bwe muliraba omwana w'omuntu ngalinya gye yali olubereberye.
Ngalinya gye yakola ki?
Gye yali.
Gye yali olubereberye.
When he ascends where he was in the beginning.
Kino kikwalibwa muti Mukama waffe Yesu wadde yali amaze okujja ku nsi.
This text that though Christ had come on the planet earth.
Nga ajja mu kitundu ekyawansi.
He came within the realm below.
Ekikolebwa eggulu eryasembayo okujja.
Which is made of the fourth heaven, the last created heaven.
Yes,
he
was
raised
again.
He had to ascend again. In his rib above.
He went
back where he was in the beginning, where the Father is above the heavens. According to the scripture you've read there.
In
John 6:61. Not just ascend back the rim above. But he had to pass far through all the heavens. To go back where he was in the beginning. The Bible proves
he first
ascended back there.
And
after he came back to the third heaven within his body. According to what we read in Ephesians 4, from verse 10. Ephesians 4:10.
Eyaka era ye wuyo eyalinya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna.
Let's get back from verse 9.
Abefeso esula yokuna n'olunyiriri lw'omwenda.
Ephesians 4:9.
Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinya, kigambo kiwabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi.
Yasooka n'akola ki?
He first descended.
He
left the third heaven where he was seated.
He
passed the second heaven we created.
He
passed the first created heaven.
And
he came to the last created heaven. Where we find the planet Earth. That's where he came. He
said
that he first descended in the lower regions. In the ring below.
So we also have Christ Jesus come off.
Of Christ Jesus our Master.
You know Jesus.
You must discover it.
That in him are
two rings. Ephesians 4:10.
Eyaka era ye wuyo eyalinya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna.
Nti naye yamala n'ayitako mubiri gwe.
After he passed through all his body.
It
went through his body, stretched out of it. And he went to the beginning where he was with the Father.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So I want
to really show you. When you move from this planet to
earth,
if you want to move on ahead, you have to ascend moving upwards.
So the heavens, because
that's why the heavens are in that order. Which makes up the body of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So no reason we have Uganda.
Because of that, brethren.
We try
to show the real fullness.
Or
we totally show you.
But
when I say we are trying, as if I show. Weakness of not seeing in you. But we show you as if you don't see. But we speak that we are showing you that you get empowered in the wisdom and mind.
We're
trying to say, surely they're praying for, I don't understand what they said. We are showing you the height and the width of the Lord Jesus. We're not trying just. But that is our work. With the new generation, with the full knowledge of God.
We
not
you
move with that knowledge as our media. Release the media
television.
And though you're brought on, you connect with what you release on it. When you're called as a media of full knowledge, know what you're going to release out there.
They
expect you to give them the full knowledge of God together with His glory.
Yes, we
must praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, thus the Lord, there are two rings or
parts.
When you connect well with Psalms 68, verse
18
and
19,
they will still show you the two rims.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
So, ekitundu ekya wansi,
the rim below,
wandika ekitundu ekya wansi. Ekitundu ekya wansi,
the rim below,
ekirimu.
Is where there is the last grade in heaven, which is known as the fourth heaven.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The ring below
is
made up of the last grade in heaven, the fourth heaven.
Yes, so we don't get out of
it. I expect you understand me clearly.
The stars
are found in the firmament of that heaven.
These
you're going to read them in scriptures.
I want you
to give a summary of concerns.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
Then
in the same firmament we have the sun and the moon and the hell. Have you finished writing that? And in the same firmament, that's where we find the principalities, the fallen angels, who are known as demons.
Let's
pass through them briefly.
As
we want to show you the fullness of the word of God, the Lord Jesus. Many people can say that we can't know God in His fullness and His glory, but He promised fulfilling right now His fulfillment.
Yes, we will
praise Jesus. In the center of that heaven, or in the midst of it, is where we find 10 planets
and
even our planet Earth inclusive. In the center of that heaven is where we find the 10 planets including our planet Earth. His heaven is circular.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus. It's a circular heaven.
It
means it's up there, even under it's there. Most may think the heaven is just up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's
circular.
Just as you see right there in the image.
Of
a big image of the sides.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's a circular heaven.
So
up where you see it. But it is circular, even under it is there.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
That's
the rim
below,
in brief,
for
the Lord Jesus.
It's
made up of the last breath in heaven, which is known as the fourth heaven. That is a circular heaven. It is heavy indeed.
We got
the dream about. The dream about. Indeed, is the first place of heaven, known as the first heaven. Why
did
we bring the word the first place of heaven? That's where the order is. Why you can know this is number one and this is number two? But if you want to say that I want to begin from down here, you call the first heaven, you will have fallen.
But
we are in the way of creation and order.
It's
primarily still in the dream above
with
the body of the Lord Jesus.
It
is the first created heaven.
And we
use the word first created. In brief, is what you see the first heaven.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. This heaven, in here we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This heaven,
in
it we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. We expect your
vision
down. In the center of this city, or in the center of that heaven, in the center of the city, or in the center of the first heaven. We found the two cherubims, the child of anointing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The city is the one right there. In the center there, the two cherubims, the chant of anointing. In the midst of the cherubims, there is the master seat, the ark of the covenant.
There's
the mother seat.
There's
the ark of the covenant. There is the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. This will give you in brief. And
we
will give you in brief as we put scriptures on them. The one who knows wants to know more. They come and we start with them the journey of heaven. Journey of heaven, we study everything in its fullness. And there you get to know many things.
Give
a summary concerning the fullness of the Lord Jesus and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
In the room above still, before we even write that, this heaven, this first heaven is circular and it is a very hard heaven. It's hard. And there is another which sits on top of it. It cannot break. It's what shows how hard it is. But they were packed, each one sitting on another. And the door to enter another.
Connected.
It's connected straight to this one down it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So a good leader should put on the one.
This first place in heaven. It is such a land. And it is so hard. Now we moved on heaven, the realm above. And we see the second heaven to be created. Second heaven to be created.
What it is,
or what we call the second heaven. This heaven, in it we find the four living creatures.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Maybe another, the four living creatures, they are usually in the middle of the heaven. But they always move.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
There are four living creatures, which is one in the center of the heaven. Like we see how huge they are. And the other thing we can speak of is heaven. That in the following creatures, towers of all spirits which are brought to be given flesh on this world. Tower of all spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Let me hope you've already written that. Is where we find store of all spirits, the following creatures.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
store out of which came angels, spirits put within the stars, the spirits put in the people. Putting angels and close the board of angels. Spirits which close the body which make up the stars.
The planets.
And the planets.
You will hear
all this and read it. Spirits which clothe the body to appear as human beings. Spirits which clothe the body to become animals. Spirits brought to clothe the body and become birds. They all come from the following creatures.
Are
you finished spirits clothing body to become birds?
Then the
spirits clothing body to become fish. Spirits clothing bodies become insects. Spirits clothing bodies to become insects.
Then mobili okufuka ebimera.
And spirits clothing bodies to become plants.
Others
have been asking, do plants have a spirit?
Yes,
you see all goes in Christ Jesus. Now the following creatures, they are great to that extent.
Same to abound in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he said invisible and invisibles.
And
to see them, we are given mirrors of the word. Are we together?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
That second heaven is to be such love. And it is very hard to be able to sustain the third heaven sitting on it. That heaven is such love. It's very hard able to sustain the third heaven we are about to see.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
We're
going to still see the dream about the third heaven to be created. And heaven to be created. What
we
call the third heaven.
In
the midst of this heaven,
we now have the
throne of God, the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. In the center of this heaven, we have the throne of the Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We should study much concerning the throne.
It's
made of the mountain Zion.
It's
a big throne. It's an entire mountain. You know, the end of heaven started in detail.
Would
have had a new to understand what full knowledge is to bring.
Or
take long being in many details.
But
to bring you what is to make you aware what will come out of full knowledge. What God is focused on.
God wanted
to get an aerial view of everything. That you can know where we are heading to.
That
is so much, where shall we end?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Some
of you were speaking such a word.
Another
thing now. What kind of study is this? Why do we study all these things? Because you want to know God. That's why you study all concerning Him.
Amen.
So give
you an area of view that you may understand. And you best have to foresee all things.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
It
is the throne of the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. His throne is surrounded by the sea of glass. The throne is surrounded by the sea of glass. And it's in the colors of rainbow, which are seven. And the power of the seven spirits of the Lord. The
The same throne is surrounded by the 24 elders.
The
throne is surrounded by thrones on each seat that are 24 elders. The throne of the kingdom of God is surrounded by 24 elders, each on his own throne.
Yes, he was
going. That's what's in the center of third heaven. But throughout the entire heaven, for the third, is the garden of God.
Throughout
the entire heaven, is the garden of God, all known as paradise. Garden of God, or the paradise of God. Where there are streams of living waters, milk and honey.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
And the third heaven
is
surrounded by the garden of God,
the paradise of God.
And in the paradise flows streams of living waters. It flows with milk, honey, and milk. And people ask, what kind of honey is that? You see the entire Bible written?
Then
you find us in heaven, in heaven you'll find it there as the appearing as milk and honey. Things are real. Everything we start on this world in the Bible, in heaven they will be flowing like milk and honey. It's what we drink of. And it's through milk and honey.
But
you will refuse to hear the word, you don't drink any of it. And he said that this
is
just drink the milk of the word. There are circles in the garden which you will see.
But
when you get water from there,
some
creatures roll within the milk or the water. And you feel them speaking eternal life within you. In the third heaven, when we reach there, in the
second
heaven, where we get full, you collect what I drink, and
it's the
Father who is mighty and
constant.
You feel power. People wish to fly out the body to go home in heaven.
Again, I saw how
they were going to first drink of the streams of water there. Don't you think the wrong of knowledge?
When
the honey of heaven is knowledge, you'll find it flowing. And you drink it. And it remind you, you know what?
You came
from
Christ.
And you feel the aroma of knowledge. What is in the garden? What I found is not permitted for someone to speak them. As the Spirit is in us now, he speaks.
Amen.
Man is not worthy, but the Holy Spirit can.
But if you want to
and you think it's for the honey we drink on this world, maybe the milk we speak of is of the cow on this world.
okumanya
okuva mu kino akaloosa akakobwebubeera omubiseera ogubugula ali nga
gukulukutanayekamutumako
okumanya
kweyongeraokimanyi
nti yatandikwa era
yeokutakunye
n'okiwulira
era gitunakomeerinensi
kukakasiteka okujula okumanya
katonda
nze sirana tenerarikira
nambadde
nsubiraku
okweralira
mukama nagamba
bawe
helicopter
viewmanye
gyetula
kubanga
abatamani bayinjokana naye banna ekigambo kyoyogere ekyokuleeta okumanya katonda okujula ekisoboka
kityanaye
munaye kisoboka
Yesu ye
eggulu neryokusatu
n'olyekulungirima
era nga kumu nnyo ddala mpozi ebyama bibiri ebiri ku
heavens
zonna zirina emiryango
enazonna
zenkanankana ekisooka zonna zenkana ekyama ekyokubiri zonna zirina emiryango ena naye emiryango gumugumu
gwegweggulawo
omulyango
gwomumango
Yesu yebazibwe
amen.
So ebyo byebiriwo ku bufunze
byetulina
okulaba mu byawandikibwaera mu bufunze nga
bwewandiisa
bikwatagana n'omubiri gwa
kristobujjuvu
bwago
wamu
n'ekitiibwa
kye asking of how all heavens are equal in the height, in the length, in the hardness, in everything, but not in the content in them. Every heaven was given a heaviness which is the same.
Yerusalemu yalimu ebintu bingi
naye
ate bwokumana ebikwa n'erimu eyawansi
byenkanaolw'emibiri
egyaweebwa Yesu
yeziko
oba oyagala okwongerako ebimu ku ebyo birina okuba mu
Yerusalemuwetwabadde
tumaze bakerubi
when we finish the cherubim in the first heaven, we finish the cherubims, mercy seat,
have
the covenant,
the
golden altar of God,
you're
supposed to add the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
But
that too must be understood.
Go back where
you wrote the first heaven and add it there.
Gather
into the angels and the saints of God.
And the other you can say, the devil was the second Kelvin, he was the third Kelvin, and his fallen angels. They were in the city.
You've
gone back to the first heaven. Don't write them down. Write down on the first heaven. Even the gospel will cut them and put them where they're meant to be. They will edit the video. And take it to the first heaven. That the first heaven
is
also the great governor of the angels and the saints of God. And even the devil was the third Kelvin, even with the fallen angels, they too lived in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So before we
say, brief. Our concern, the two rings making the body of the Lord Jesus. The ring below, known as the last place in heaven, the fourth heaven, and the ring above.
Well,
there's the first place in heaven, the first place in heaven, or the first heaven.
Then
the second heaven will be created, and the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Come to pass at heaven in the throne and earth is his footstool. Whatever is in heavens and earth are within him.
Now,
when you speak of what is in heaven, must not think of one heaven. Think to heavens a number. Like here, earth is his footstool. You must cease to have a thought knowing that the planet is not one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And there are 10 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Then you fulfill the scripture, which is in Genesis 2, from verse 1 and 2. Genesis 2 from verse 1.
Nebigwa okukola eggulu n'ensi.
The Luganda language demean these things. You have an English version there?
Genesis chapter 2. Verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished.
Thus the heavens and the earth and all their hosts, they were finished to be created. It means every heaven, there are things put within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Why?
Praise Jesus. I'm asking the question in Genesis 1. What is the language flowing there?
Of what?
The firmament of heavens.
The consecration has interpreted. He did that he consecrated on the heaven of the rim below.
Mm. Bozera.
Maybe still. When you hear us correct, you correct your Bible. Where you find one heaven, put heavens. You write heavens. You put heavens, right? Either in Luganda or English, but put it there.
So that's
why we say Genesis 1 verse 1,
we Bible need
to correct it in some Bibles.
Gideon
will use the right words. But the King James doesn't bring out the right word. Let's read Gideon.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
You hear clear. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It's not legs of the God. Luganda as it brings it. Speak of the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Mean you having this sense in the beginning better the heaven. Second Corinthians 12, from verse 1 to 3, where you hear there is a third heaven and you wonder when he created that.
His
plan there is that he created heavens.
And
he tell us in Genesis chapter
2,
thus the heavens were finished to be created,
and
all their starry hosts within them.
So
every heaven was created as it was meant to be.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
As we begin from this planet, like we heard,
Isaiah 66 verse 1.
And
earth is his footstool. What house can be built for him? I expect you proved the other words.
That
truly God never created one heaven. You've discovered it?
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus.
Expect
when you read scriptures. God never created one heaven, he created the number of them. And we told you, if you don't believe he created the heavens, then you will collide with 2 Corinthians, or you will be fighting with that. Corinthians 12, from verse 1 to 5, where he shows us is the third heaven. When you say thus the heavens were finished to be created, as if he said there's no third heaven. When you say thus the heavens were created, we shall discover there's even the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So no
because of that, brethren,
we're
going to begin from the brink below,
God
of Christ Jesus,
which is
known as the fourth heaven to be created.
It
we found the stars formed there and the planets. Those are what we are going to be beginning with as we are within the Holy Scriptures.
Well,
we've been giving you only summaries. Right now, give you scriptures of summaries
we
made. Lest you say these were just stories.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I
have a
story.
Story.
How are you sure about that?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So to judge
what shall begin with that heaven. It was last created.
The
fourth heaven. Bring the law of the body of the Lord Jesus. It's known as the fourth heaven. The last created heaven. We began to show of the stars which are in the firmament of the heaven. The stars, the sun, and the moon which are in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Before we see that, let's pass the heaven and its hardness and we see what's within its firmament. Let's go to Genesis. Let's pass the last created heaven. Genesis chapter
1,
verse
6.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo ebbanga wakati mu mazzi lyawulenga amazzi n'amazzi. Katonda nassaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga.
Katonda yawula amazzi
gamu
n'agaza mu kitundu ekyawaggulu
n'ama
n'agaza mu kitundu
ekyawansi.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Water moved in the realm above. It made out three heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he first made the first heaven, and the second, and the third heaven. Then it turned to begin to do the, make the heavens in the realm below.
Concentrating
the heaven of the realm below.
Yes, so
why in Genesis is what they show only to us? But we don't see the creation of the heavens in the realm above.
They
showed you some models put the realm above and another in the realm below. But
it
did it how?
Bible era gadia gateke kurunga liye kurungira baraga sibira muri mu.
Just he put a circular heaven in it and wrapped it within the heaven.
You know you nabi ora bagali maz.
All those who see that heaven it was water before.
Ne biri mu munda.
Everything within it.
Ne yasoka nage kuteke kurunga liye kurungira.
Put a circular heaven to wrap the water within it.
Oruwe byo funa kawo katono.
Yes. So you have to get right there.
Nali okakora consecration yoga teka mu
made a possession, put to get the planets, the stars.
Yes, we was.
Amen.
And
separate one water to be a rim above. In the rim above, out of that water, made three heavens from that. In the rim below,
and
he made out the fourth heaven, the last created heaven. And we in Genesis is what we see. Let's see. Genesis chapter 1 verse 7.
Katonda nassaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga. Bwe kityo bwe kyali. Katonda ebbanga n'aliyita eggulu.
Katonda ebbanga.
God the expanse.
N'agenda mu maaso n'okuliyita eggulu.
He called it heaven.
Tetulaba kino ebbaati ya bbulu eno.
We see the bluish parts.
Oba lyolengera eri bbulu.
We see up there blue.
N'aliyita ki?
He called it heaven.
Eggulu. But
remember that heaven is such a lot.
If you wrap the
water and rim below, you wrapped it in the heaven. In that heaven.
And he considered
the stars
He
got the planets.
Yes, he was
praised.
Amen.
Have you understood that? What am I going to say? When God put the expanse of point to separate the water, the water which went above,
out
of which he made three heavens from it, the first heaven to be created, the second, before he made anything out of them, even the third heaven to be created.
First consecrated
in the water, is put the first heaven. And
he
made out the city from the water. He put the mountains in it. And he made the living creatures. He went to the third heaven. He made the garden. He made the throne there. He came to the brink below.
And
the water rocked the brink below. Out of which made stars, the sun and the moon, and the planets. But people say, if it was all water, where did the colors come from? You
want
to take me in creation?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We still sing the last prayer in heaven. Body of Christ Jesus. All the brick belong on the body of the Lord Jesus.
And
that brick is made out of the last great heaven, the fourth heaven. But I show it to you right here in verse 8.
Yes, he was raised.
Genesis 1 from 6 to 8.
Esule soka nuli nyurumunana. Katonde banga nalita eguru, nebu wakawungezi, nebu wencha.
Yes, he was.
The praise Jesus.
Katonde banga.
God the expanse.
Nalita eguru.
He called it the heaven.
Heka jukira tuwa kugambi.
Remember we told you.
Eguru nuli eguru.
His heaven is such love.
It's
when he took the water of the rim below.
He
didn't think down there on the rim below. But he had surrounded that heaven or that water, which is known as the expanse.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Water was in the midst of it. There is nothing like plant made from it. It has to be made from it. But before we explain the hardness of this heaven, and its circular appearance, there are people who ask a question. That truly, the colors coming within these waters, how are they? I think we shall see it as we see the stars.
So we could wake up and say, heaven is heaven.
What's proof is heaven? Is it such a love?
Uh-huh. I never need a chance to wish you to see it. You're coming. Yes, we are.
Praise the Lord. Read for us.
Yobu isuwa yabi ya mpidi nori njiwa kumi na nya.
Job 22 from verse 14.
Ebile ebizivu, bimu vikako, nukulaba, talaba. Ila atambulida mkwe kurungiri la kwe guru.
Abambaru uza.
Others think.
Kikatonda alia vikariye mkwe kurungiri la kwe guru.
God perhaps up in the circular form of the heaven.
Mkwame lo ya
ze yo. At the end of it up there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But straight heaven is such a love.
It
is such a love in appearance.
So
when you look up there, when you see it, you may think down there is not there. But our planet is encased within a space. And when you get out of there, you may see heaven down there, even at the side, even up, even anywhere. It's the east
east of the planet Earth,
wasting
in the west of the planet, in the north of the planet Earth, like you see it in the north. Have you understood it?
It's the reason why they have seen
it such a lot. And the other, what's on this heaven? The body of Christ Jesus. It is a very hard heaven. According to Job 37, verse 16.
Yobu is Sura Yasatumu Omsambu. No renewal coming on the car.
Job 37, verse 16.
Amani, Nti, Omani, Okutere Zibo Puebide, Nebikora, a beach talo, a bioyo, a two kidida, Okumania, a yambal of you, Babuguma, and see, the city say, a rainbow yaga. Ezobukiika obwa ddyo oyinza okubambira eggulu wamu naye amaanyi gaalyo geekana endabirwamu ensaanuuse te tuyigirize bwe tuba tugamba kubanga tetuyinza kuliraanya kwogera kwaffe olw'ekizikiza
nti oba okuba abantu tebamanyi
because people don't know
tebayinza kwogera bikwanagana ne Katonda yakola atya eggulu
eryo. They can't speak what concerns God, we make that heaven.
Era bayinza okwogera ebitasaana.
And they can't speak what is not worthy.
Tovula bulijjo teryakugamba ggulu lyakola
bwe. That's why all of no one had ever told you heaven appears like this.
Anti kuwulira engeri eri waggulu
eyo olisi lire. Only see it there.
Naye agambye nti eggulu lino.
But he said this heaven.
Lyekulungirivu.
It is such a lot.
Ate nga kugumu nnyo.
And it is hard indeed.
Nga bw'olaba giraasi etalabikanga
kuwa. Like you see a glass which has never appeared on the planet Earth. And when you reach on it, it appears like a mirror. You can knock it and knock
something out.
You look through it and you see yourself. But it is hard.
Remember,
all it sits. Three heavens
up
in the brick below was made far harder than the one
above. You first heaven, second.
It only the first, second, and the third heaven. In the rim above. They are all packed on the heaven on the rim below. It is very, very hard indeed.
I don't
know you've understood clearly. How does heaven appear? Heaven.
Oh, but
we
don't
even know, but we are going there. The body of the Lord Jesus we study of, and we see the rim up below on him, where there's the last bit of heaven, the fourth heaven.
It's
a hard heaven indeed. Before we see what was put in it, it means what? When we see,
to see
the height and the width,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The height,
obuziba,
the depth,
obugazi,
the length
of
the Lord Jesus.
We
speak of something we understand.
And
when we send him up in heaven and earth, even his glory, you just hear of it. Right now, we told you how that heaven appears. It is hardness. Such a and very hard.
When
you see the stars in the expanse and the sun and the moon,
then
we shall see together the 10 planets.
Now,
there we've been on the body of Christ.
So,
now, when you speak of the Lord Jesus,
you
speak of the one we worship and we understand him clear. You think you can know of this heaven, of the brim below.
The one of you
that it is a very high heaven. Its height. That from down to its bottom, to its height up there.
The one of you.
It's very high.
Only a planet is high up there. The sun falls within it.
Billion kilometers.
The sky is high and big. Heaven is high.
It's
white. Can't even calculate calculations of the earth.
Alone,
but they are all the same
inside.
But when you count, it's very high. Imagine the planet where you are. You can
see
the other beginning. The blue planet Earth. As if we did a place to rotate it. Very small thing.
Multiply
it with how heaven can appear. Heaven is very high and it is white. That's the portion of the ring below of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We count
and we go to his width and height. Heaven and the ring below, we failed to calculate it. The heaven tree in the room above. If you wish to see and you see the height of this God. I'll bring that word. And God they claim is of 2 inches.
He
said this mad people, I don't know where they fell mad from. But according to Job 11, verse 7. Ask these words to 10.
Job 11, verse 7. Oyinza okulaba Katonda olw'okunoonya?
Agamba, can you by search find out God?
Nti olw'okunoonya oyinza okuzuula Katonda.
Bannassaayansi oba balina binoculars.
No, scientists are people with telescopes.
Abalina zi telescopes says
with telescopes, trying to
search.
And the binoculars.
Why is it that they are
try to search out this God? You know they say
it,
that reaching one star, you can take
billion
years to reach it. Just to reach where is a star. But remember,
it's
the empowerment of the heaven. How big you think is heaven? He has
gone.
We have wisdom enough. Even by now classes of the world, which can tell that heaven is big enough to this size. When we pass through the
world,
but you can't make any search. Even if you refuse sleep day and night,
but
you search about how big God is. But the Holy Spirit has loved us. And I asked if someone searches for God, they can't finish him. They search about
him.
But we are right here. We even have ability. Is anyone who has busted on your head? Your head has crushed?
You know, we want to sense of you was that
I don't wait that to a
now to come see
the pick of them, they can fall mad and begin to run naked.
But we put in our money that
is so good capacity of power to handle them.
We want to do that
what the Holy Spirit has given us.
So, I don't know that you are going to money when you
can't. No.
Yes, Katonda asuubiza tulina okumanya obujjuvu
n'ekitiibwa kye
era kye tulimu
leero.
Yasuubiza yatuwadde
amaanyi
okuyita Mwoyo Omutukuvu.
Ddala
kino kitiibwa kya Mukama.
Ddala
kumanya Katonda
kwekwe.
Agambye nti atudde mu lw'omusanvu
Yobu
11.
Yobu isula ya 11 n'olunyi lwa 7.
Job 11 verse 7.
Oyinza okulaba Katonda olw'okunoonya? Oyinza okulaba omuyinza w'ebintu byonna n'omumalayo?
Ano mu luzungu bagamba.
English they say.
Can you by searching find out God?
Oyinza okuyita mu kunoonya n'ozuula Katonda.
Can you find out the limits of the Almighty?
Oyinza okusingana
obukomekerezebwabwe. Limits is also
in
your desire.
Can you say the limits of God? Can it be only the word? No one has ever gotten a rocket. Which can try to seek where the heaven ends. We see the space, what is limit? Supposed to reach its door. Only those who can are the one with the Spirit of the God.
And in him are
seven spirits of God. And
in
the seven eyes of God. We base in it and we see.
Now the Father is far, unending.
Even to reach the limit of the word. The body of the Lord Jesus. Even though you search
out
and you refuse to sleep there night.
Yobu, esura ya kumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Job 11 verse 8.
Kyenkana eggulu obugulumivu.
Nti Katonda obwo buli wakumumanya.
If you know of this God,
olina okuba ng'omanya eggulu bwe lyenkana.
You must know how heaven appears.
Just Kristo yekka olina okuba ng'omanya obugulumivu
bw'eggulu. Just praise the Lord, you must know the height of the heaven.
Akati.
Now.
Yes, you must.
Praise Jesus.
Buto kwe bya na tiza ezaabo.
Reality, we can't try even.
Kubanga bwe tunaagatta okulaba nti season
bwe zenkana. The planets how they are.
They are ten planets
and they are big indeed. Now we go under the stars.
Don't even their number at one hour.
But they are bigger than the planet are, each one. Remember, they don't consume the entire heaven. He remains far to reach from the start to reach where the heaven is. That's what the Holy Spirit said. If you
are
trying to search
for
God, you have to first go to the limits of the heavens. When you finish the word, you find the unending. The Father, the beginning itself.
But
only to finish Christ. That's why Jesus
said,
I'm going to the Father except you pass from me.
John 14,
6 to 10. No one comes to the Father except the path through me.
If you go to the end of the heaven, you go above the heavens,
will be able to make it.
Is
a good shepherd who leads us.
He takes us
to the Father.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
High
and wide. A single heaven.
Join
all the four heavens and sea.
Christ said,
the Father, you think is just high.
Its expense.
God is high and wide enough. That's why I tell you, see,
you
can't even compete with the little
you save
the money. I can even compare him with.
I told him, no one.
You become one like you end up chasing us from there.
And
you become like God.
Look how you are.
When I kept silent, he thought we are equal.
Not equated to him at all.
Worship God, knowing you're not equal to him. And he's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Repeat verse 8.
Job 11, verse
8.
Chienkana eguru obuguru mivu. Oyinza kukola ki?
Waliwo kyoyinza kukola kale okukinoonyereza.
Do anything to search of it.
Kisinga amagombe kugenda wansi.
Ati amagombe tokawulira nti bunnya butakoma.
Don't you hear hell is a bottomless pit? Ngako bikubira mwenda bwetuga. Like Revelation 9 says.
Naye guru.
But heaven.
Atoba amagombe gasi gali genkana nga bulama enjuba.
Hell is just like the sun in size. They are a bit high. Some of the stars right there. But in our language,
you
call it the bottomless pit. God calls it a
bottomless pit.
Bottomless pit sees as a whole.
But
they can throw you and you spend 30 years on the way, you are falling on the way there. You are falling in hell.
And the word, your speed.
And if there was no speed, which is different from one here,
you
would have 30 years it to reach hell as they cast you in there. But because things there are in high speed than on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If you want to pass hell, go beyond the height of hell.
Remember, we told you the stars are in the firmament.
Hell
is in the expanse of the heaven.
So you know, kutambula kilometers atendale ziwera.
Must move more higher kilometers.
Kugenda okutuka ku guru jerisinga.
Reach where heaven is formed.
So the wavu ligasinyo.
High and wide indeed.
Kyayogera jesi ku guru ekitundu
ekyawa. This speak of the heaven will reign below.
Yobu isula ya kumi nemu, nolu njiri wa munana.
Job 11 verse 8.
Kusinga ama gombe ukugenda wansi, oyinza kumanyachi.
Oyinza kumanyachi
kuliyo. What can you know about it?
Elaje mifude konga filisua kutekira.
Sometimes we could not understand.
Kwa haro kukabudo kwa sifu.
We just got saved ourselves.
Nete tuwa kukira nina mkumanya mazimu mbire
nisi. And reached knowing through the past seasons.
Nyinga yukira mafiripo ye.
Remember in Philippians 4.
Agamba ya gara abantu baroko keno kutukira nina mkumanya mazimu.
First world to be saved even reaching knowing truth.
Nimu kwa haro kwa kachitufu wewe.
God said thank you so much.
Na ya mazima gebe tuyo mnuma nito gamba.
But the truth of all things you never knew that.
Ni wako batenga ya liyaku gamba.
Even though he had told you.
Yukane suri yomna nasa kumopi.
In John 8, 32.
Bori manya mazima gari kwa rachi.
When you will know the truth, it will set you free.
Na imu nangu, what do you utama nye red devil
liba kwa rachi. There are things you have never known and your liberty and freedom has been minimal.
Kurensonga Yesu bade kwa inza kumura bango. Inza mura bila mmoto
kama. You will not see Christ saving through a car house.
Na bubato mifonye uli langa.
You don't get those who couldn't say you had no freedom. If you knew him, how big he is, doesn't if you would have known you have all for that in him.
He can
one day takes you on a planet, tells you wants gold so much be on this planet, which has gold. Or he takes you on the star and he makes you live there.
Ekigero kyako kisinga ensi obugazi.
The measure of heaven is a very small thing.
You know,
it has its width.
Let me read of it.
Scientists go to binocular glasses and went to measure it. It has
149.6 billion
kilometers.
Planet
Earth alone. 149.6 billion kilometers. That is planet Earth. Very small planet.
I will
still measure heaven. It goes further than the planet Earth. I think it's where the planet Earth
went.
To go from there to go up. And to go up from down. And to get east.
Along west.
Always.
To
you don't know what you can use to move that distance.
In
the journey of people went there using the Azotars.
Our spiritual
transports.
The vision.
The dreams and the visions.
And you go
to the east to the west.
The journey of people,
I book amazing journeys.
And I reached an economic boost.
No,
where I'm going to wait
to see myself wondering why I couldn't do that.
No, come here, Amala, at the Medegati
to provide over what?
For
the one with pride has the knowledge.
Who
don't have knowledge, they have a veto.
Because
God knows
everything.
When he came, he could become a human being.
He could even be
born in a manger.
I know many
person has knowledge.
It's hard to have pride.
It's hard to have pride.
That's
pride over words.
How
I act pride as if I wasn't given. I show off as though I don't know.
I know many that just go get a many just go
run. With knowledge, you see, though he never shows off. I went to heaven, I saw something simple. I saw simple going to heaven and come back. Going to its end and to come back.
No, above.
You go to above heaven.
It's not a surprise.
And it's not a surprise. It's not something.
I
feel I want to praise myself.
It
can help me be in the level of every person.
Though
I want to glorify myself, and the glorification is there. The one who is most high above. Now he will lower me himself.
Though
if I want to be glorified, then I
will
be a servant of all.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If
the one humbles, you will lift him up.
Even
the one who glorifies himself will be lowered.
I hear
these words. The knowledge is
there.
Come out to show us he makes everything under
the sun. And
we discover and we know it and we glorify him.
Is it
not that? If you
want to show that you
and
you
come
realize you have to purify
and take
oxygen off us,
and
a few minutes we begin to fall down and pray down ourselves. We are all worshiping you by force.
While
it draw oxygen for 2 minutes,
most
would have already fainted and died.
It's
like 30 seconds. Because you know, oxygen will cease to be on you no matter what you do.
Check of
the body,
will
see the pain. Now he's glorified. He knows it. But showing off is the God. Every person tell them get saved. Because he's knowing, and he was, and he's glorified after.
Says,
where will he run? I was, I am, and I will be. And after I will capture you. What is studying God?
He
is the Most High that we worship Him.
Now,
foolishness of a human being.
Yes, He was raised Jesus.
But He has told you. Let's read verse 9.
Yobu isula yakomine mlorinyi lwa mwenda.
Job 11 verse 9.
Ekigero kyako kisinga ensi obugazi. Era kisinga ennyanja obugazi. Bw'anaayitamu n'asiba abantu.
Aya bayitamu kyakola olw'effujjo lye
bamumazi. Because of the stubbornness.
Abakwara abasiba mu kukomera
mu kye. It binds them in the prison which is hell.
Nga bwe twawulira mu Peter kisookesa yo.
In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17 to 21,
he
put the world in prison, everyone in hell.
Job 11, verse
10.
Nabaita okujja okusalirwa omusango.
Oluvannyuma ajja kubayita mu Yerusalemu.
After we convene you in Jerusalem, I will judge you from there.
Kali ani ayinza okumuziyiza. Kubanga amanyi abantu abataliiko kyebagasa. Era alaba n'obutali butuukirivu newankubadde nga tabulowooza.
Look at the
Mukari
Musa
Bukofu
and
the
pipe. What are you doing? Leave that one alone. It was prepared for hell.
I'll
call them to convict for judgment. But they are smoking a pipe in the shrine. And they have quoted their forefathers. And
they say
it's foolish. I have no time to think of them. Because he was purified and honorable. You don't honor him, you'll honor him.
You
have no time to think of your foolishness.
Which
is fair, contend the word he studied not right. Has no time. Think of the foolishness of such a person. To begin to think of the foolishness of someone like that. But
hitting up it says
it's something like a laughing stock.
You
find someone boiling cow down to eat it.
He's
cooking poo-poo.
He's cooking poo-poo.
Time to waste, see what they're going to do. you just know what.
I am the poop of the toilet.
It's not time to think of a thing like
nobody
that.
Nobody knows what I'm going to
do. Bear see them eat that.
Well,
for human beings, this is his words.
But
his words are the thing.
If
they eat them themselves,
but
they have eaten down.
Boo.
God has no time to bear that.
Kurabanga,
you get it, eat.
Njogirako
yo biro oza kutali. You think that he's not existing.
Biro oza baby for
even couples, which like pupu.
I don't know what manu media.
After you eat them,
mira no kusa magesiko.
And even you satisfy your mind that he's not there.
Okukulia pupu kwenye.
That's eating pupu.
I think it was also motor
because you first poked it.
But you
had much foolishness. And you fly poo-poo. You are on food, which is why
isn't
it? Folks, you have the
poison
there.
Poo-poo,
fly it and eat needs.
For
a day will come and you will prove it's existing.
I don't
know about it. What is the time?
City young, I tell you,
I'm not down those when I'm there. I think over that. That's the waste time to think of you. Abandons you.
I do some more. Yobu
is there coming in. No, really. But coming up,
Yobu 11 fellow.
Now, you want to tell you, Coach Agassa. Talina kutegeera.
Kati agenda kati nabo. Tuina makuru. Ata
dawa no kuku. Wow, then he wastes time on you.
Yobu 10:12.
Yobu 11:12.
Wewao abantu bazalibwa ng'omwana w'entulege. Bw'onooteekateekanga obulungi omutima gwo. N'ogololanga emikono gyo eriye. Obujeemu obanga buli mu mukono gwo buteekenga wala. So n'obutali butuukirivu bulemenga okubeera mu weema zo. Kale tolemanga kuyimusa maaso go awatali bbala. Weewaawo onootereranga so tootyenga. Kubanga onerabiranga ennaku ze walaba. Onoozijjukiranga ng'amazzi agayiseewo. N'obulamu bwo bunaatangalanga okusinga ettuntu. Newankubadde nga waliwo ekizikiza bunaabanga ng'obwenkya.
Tolaba kakati bwe tumala okwejjako ebibi byonna n'okulowooza ntali atandika okutuwa omusana munda mu
tumanga
tulina omusana kulaba ebintu byonna
nga
bw'asazeewo okutumulisiza mu bujjuvu
obwo
era twerabira bingi ebyedda ebyasi
bakakawo
tufuna omusana gw'okumanya
Yobu isula ya 11 18. Nawe onobanga mirembe kubanga esuubi weriri. Weewaawo onomaga amaganga nti n'owummula mirembe. Era Ono galamiranga so tewabenga anakutisanga. Wewawo banji banakwegayiriranga. Naye amaaso g'ababi ganagwangawo n'obuddukiro bunaaba bulanga.
Yes, he was good.
Where would they run from? What's in heaven and earth? The Lord Jesus. Who can run from him?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So notice in our Uganda.
Look at that, brethren.
It is
far high. And it is wide indeed.
So
you see the fourth heaven be created.
Yes, he was
raised. But the Holy Spirit said, scientists, no matter what they would do, and they seek to search out, they
can
never do what we are doing right now. We are to correct them in many things.
They
have not gotten any binoculars.
Everything
they see is what we shall teach them. We will teach them beyond that.
Amen.
That is in the children of God.
It started to
be led by God's Spirit.
And
they need generation with the full knowledge of God. I prove very
sure
this is a new generation.
Amen.
Six
in Ecclesiastes 8 as we went up the first service. Ecclesiastes 8:16.
Mubulizi esuli yomunana olunyiro 16. Bwe nassaayo omutima gwange okumanya amagezi n'okulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi, kubanga waliwo era atafuna tulo mu maaso ge emisana n'ekiro, awo ne ndaba omulimu gwonna ogwa Katonda omuntu nga tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba, kubanga omuntu ne bw'ategana atya okukebera naye taligulaba. Weewaawo nate omugezigezi ne bw'alowooza okugumanya nate taliyinza kugulaba.
Ekiwulidde ekiriwo waliwo abagira omutima gwe
ebikolebwa
wansi w'enjuba byokka
bijaaga
kubanga okutegera obutegeezi lwaki ebimuli ebimu bya
guriini.
Why
it has different food tastes different yet from the same ground?
And
you planted the same ground
that
still fails.
They
understood how it happens.
And
the spirits of creations, where do they come from? When are they brought? Though you sacrifice to sleep that night,
no one
has ever seen how the spirit comes in the body and how it checks out.
Take
the spirit in hell, come at what time?
Bring
the spirit in the womb, they come at what time? And where did they come from? On the earth are still fails. But wait.
When
the full knowledge, you have to bring them out all.
Amen.
See the height of God and his width.
We
fail to know how all those happen.
We
have to know all that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we
even sleep and wake up the next day.
And
we come, we study.
Yes, we have
praise
Jesus.
Now those are binoculars.
We shall reach it by and we added
science that they can
try
to see the height of the
head.
The science which is known well where it is.
We
can get an upgrade of things. It is there.
There are
many things to understand.
Yes, we always will.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When
someone
refuses to sleep their night, the father one day told me that so far what the scientists have, what concerns is what he has the word. abasomye biology, chemistry, physics,
kubyogattagatta nibanoonyereza
noonyereza
akawumubwenguleti kalinganga
akalondo k'amazzi mu pipa
nga naye erina okujjula okusobola
ofuna obujjuvu
bwobwakati
bwobanga olinamu katonda
oba
kyenkana tolina
mupipa enamba nga olinamu katonda
Yes,
he was raised Jesus.
Amen.
Let's begin from there tomorrow. God bless you. Let's go praise worship here. Come and see the schemes of the devil.